Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We are broadcasting live from the parking lot here outside of Wrigleyville Dogs on Clark. Zach Zaidman's pregame show leads you up to first pitch. We have a great crowd. This is a good party. Fund the Circus Sports Illinois app to be eligible for some limited edition swag and promotions. Food is being provided by Wrigleyville Dogs. Stop by and say hi. We've had a lot of people do so. This is really fun. And is all brought to you by Circus Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be. Download the Circus Sports Illinois app today. And now, without further ado, Rahimi and Harrison, Mark Grody, and 5 on it.
5 on it.
Number 1.
Former Bears tight end Greg Olsen made a recent appearance on FS1, also known as the Danny Parkins Network. Olsen joined the herd with Colin Cowherd and shared his thoughts on how hard it is for rookies to watch film in the NFL.
I don't think most young guys coming out of college, unless you just happen to be playing for, you know, the right coach, the right position coach, coordinator, whoever at the college level, to teach you the art of film study. I think we used to have a joke like, we're not in here watching movies, right? There's a lot of guys that put the game on, play one, and they just go play one, play two, play three, and they just go through the sequence of a game. You know, yes, you're watching film. Are you really getting the tendencies and really know what you're looking at to study? My experience is most guys have to learn that. Most guys have to learn that over their career. How I watched film in my 14th year was wildly different than how I watched it my first and second year. And I think it's up to the organization. It's up to the coach, especially at the quarterback position, where there is no greater responsibility than understanding not only everything of what your team's doing, but of course what the opposing team is doing defensively. So I can't imagine Ben Johnson's going to let that go on at all. So I think for Caleb Williams and his development, the right guy now is in control in Chicago, both over the team and then obviously offensively with what Ben Johnson can do.
What do you think of what Olsen had to say about rookies watching film in the NFL?
How dare you, Greg Olsen? How dare you bring up reasonable takes? How dare you bring up perspective from a veteran that probably makes it all make sense? No, that was the right call. I think he's right. It's not just the quarterback. There's a lot of people who don't know how to watch film. You could argue that a lot of people have been told to watch film a little bit differently than they should, or prioritize different things than maybe they should. So in that case, I am all for not only learning how to watch film differently, regardless of whether or not you thought you knew how to watch it, but also revisiting process. So yeah, Greg Olsen, you make good points.
The best part about that is him talking about, well, Ben Johnson's going to
nip it in the bud, for lack of a better saying. I see it like this. Ben Johnson told us he wants Caleb Williams to see the field like he sees the field and vice versa, so they can understand what both of them are looking at. I think that extends to watching film the way I would watch film and seeing defenses the way I would on film and seeing what went wrong on film. All of this to say that I'm not worried about this anymore after, one, Caleb's explanation, and two, hearing the variety of ways that film gets watched by different players at different positions from all these veterans who have spoken since Caleb Williams' quote first came out.
And we're talking about it. That's the good part, because believe it or not, like what Greg Olsen just said, there might be head coaches in the league that are like, huh, that's interesting, because they've done it their way, they've done it their own way, and they have to remind people that, yes, sometimes you have to get back to the basics and not assume as a coach, and I'm not just talking about Caleb Williams, that other players may not know things that you would assume that they already know. I'm already thinking about the Bears' two top picks this year, Colston Loveland and Luther Burden. Like, what do they know? What is it that they don't know as first and second round picks that they will need to know this year? And I bring those two guys up because, again, and this is a separate point, I can't stand that those two guys have been missing the offseason program. I've seen too many players, too many times, young players, first round picks, second round picks, lose progress towards the season because they miss the offseason stuff.
Well, and also I think you guys both make good points in that, what do we know about the NFL culturally? They love to gatekeep information. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are many times where you're pretending like you've got this to your coach and you do not have this. Hell, they change basic jargon all the time.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just call it a run up the middle anymore. Now it's ISO duo. You know, you can't call it a run outside. Now it's outside zone. And yes, there are nuances here and I'm being a little glib. But point being, they love to change information on you even when you have it. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if this hopefully inspires some coaches to also ask their players, you good? Because you might not be good.
Right. What do you know? I mean, just like we used to do in high school something called a minimal competency test, where they would give this test to everybody at the high school just to make sure there weren't any pretenders
at the
high school.
That you could read, write, and add, yes, subtract, divide, and multiply.
Right. Do you know what 5 plus 2 is?
That doesn't happen anymore.
Like the minimal competency stuff. So maybe the Bears need to do a minimal competency quiz like we did in high school.
Yeah. Wonder, look it out.
You might not like your answers.
Number two.
A now viral social media post by the Bears features defensive tackle Andrew Billings catching the ball out of a jugs machine. Is this a possible Ben Johnson trick play hint? What other Bears would you like to see involved in a trick play?
I reposted this because I thought it was glorious. If there was one thing I wanted to see, it was the Bears posting Andrew Ballhawk Billings. And there he is, looking like a receiver running. Also, I'm just happy he's healthy. That's also something I want to see. And if this is a preview of the trick play, let's go. You know who I've said I want to be a part of a trick play before? Braxton Jones. Because Braxton Jones is two people. He's Braxton Jones in the pocket, and he's Braxton Jones in space. And Braxton Jones in space will mess some people up. So I'm hoping that Braxton Jones is a future Bears trick play guy whenever his ankle heals.
Hey, I mean, Penny Sewell tried to throw a pass against the Bears.
Look how athletic Andrew Billings looks there.
Yeah.
I love it. It gives me joy.
The guy that I want to see as part of a trick play would have to be one Kalmanon guy, because that means if he's out here running trick plays, the Bears have the game in hand. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. Yeah, I would think that would definitely be the case, Kyle. And that would, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, because of how popular Kyle Manungai already is.
Yeah.
People would love that. All right, if we're going to do that.
Fan service.
I'm going to see your Kyle Manungai.
Oh, here we go.
And I'm going to, you ready for this? I'm going to raise you a Zay Frazier.
Ooh.
The corner?
Dun, dun, dun.
The quarterback?
Hey,
are we talking about the same guy?
Hey, man. Bring in your defensive guy. Yes, we're talking about the same guy.
I just want to make sure.
Is that insulting to Jalen Johnson potentially? Because I could see Jalen wanting to be part of a trick play because he was part of the Pro Bowl.
That's
you
true.
You remember when he lined up a wideout in the Pro Bowl? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that might make him a little jealous a little bit, especially.
I like a jealous Jalen Johnson, rookie. Though.
But back to the Billings.
Petty Jalen Johnson makes things happen.
Who doesn't love big man running? I mean, when I think of big men running, I think back to the 01 Bears when you had Keith Traylor and Ted Washington big man rumbling down the field. So if that is a sign of things to come, Andrew Billings rumbling down the field, I am in.
I changed my mind. It's Doug Kramer. Because I want to see him do it, master it, no. execute it, and then Ben Johnson in his post-game press conference. That's how you run
Dude,
it.
Justice for Doug Kramer.
Justice for Doug
but
Kramer.
But if it didn't
justice
work,
for Doug.
No, that's so risky, though.
I know, but that's why you got to do it.
Well, but then Ben Johnson will be ruined if that doesn't work. Then he's the guy that copied Matt Eberflus.
No,
then we got 5 days of talking
he
about
He took the
that.
Same guy Matt Eberflus couldn't do stuff with and actually did stuff with him.
We're so early to this, and I know we're going to talk about it between now and, like, August.
Our rhymes are on time,
Layla. But... What if Ben Johnson just ran the same play and it worked and that's the troll trick play?
If he was like, hey, Doug, I'm going to need you to take all that stuff off of your arms. Now you can hold on to the ball. And then,
That would be the biggest troll ever if he just ran the exact same play in just a scenario where it works.
I would like to see Darnell Wright throw the football because he had his right tackle Penny Sewell throw the football unsuccessfully against the Bears last year. Let's see Darnell Wright do that. MJ Frazier.
Number three.
The Cubs have the second best record in the National League. What will have to happen for the Northsiders to sustain that or even surpass that?
Surpass. I'll tell you what has to happen for it to be sustained and surpassed. They have to continue these awesome RBI numbers. That's what has to happen. Seiya Suzuki, Kyle Tucker, and who am I forgetting? PCA. That's the top three in RBI numbers right now in the National League. They're three of the top 10. When you've got three dudes in the top 10, not only is it indicative of how many runs you're scoring as a team, as we've talked about, the Cubs are 322. That's far and away the top number in the National League. That also indicates that you're probably winning a game. So as long as Ducks are on the pond and people are bringing them in at that rate, when you've got three of those dudes, that says a lot about what you're doing.
You guys are really good with sports adages and cliches, correct? So what is finish this sentence. The best ability is what?
Availability.
Yeah, you gotta stay healthy. Like I want to get nitty gritty like you, Layla, with the whether it's stolen bases and being able to score in all these different ways. But first of all, just have your guys on the field. And right now, that rotation is one injury away from being really, really, really problematic. And so I really need them to just stay healthy and get healthy. Those are the two things.
We already have TBD for the starting rotation tomorrow.
That's more about Ben Brown's giving up 14 runs in his last two outings combined.
Keep beating bad teams like you have. Keep sweeping the White Sox. Keep sweeping the Rockies. Keep taking two out of three from mediocre teams like the Cincinnati Reds, like the Marlins. Did they sweep them? No, they took two out of three
twice.
From Marlins. Keep like that. That sounds weird, but a sign of a good team is teams that beat bad teams. We've seen too many times in the past 3 or 4 years with the Cubs where you look ahead to their schedule and you say, okay, they're going to go on that run right now, and they don't. This year they have taken care of business, and as nice as it has been with the Cubs scoring all the runs that they have, they are going to need another starting pitcher. Justin Steele ain't walking back through that door, so eventually there needs to be somebody from the outside of the organization to start for the Chicago Cubs.
Also, I have some sad news.
Oh no, what's wrong?
Layla.
Matt Mervis got DFA'd by the Marlins.
Poor Matt Mervis. You'll always be a Cub.
Do you think he gets a Goodfellas treatment from Tanny? I don't think
he's quite on that level.
Did you say a Valus treatment?
No, more Valus. Stop it. Stop. No.
His initials are VJJ.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
The thing!
BJJ!
Number four.
Speaking of spelling, 13-year-old Faison Zaki won the Scripps National Spelling Bee last night after being the runner-up last year.
Zox.
Which words will you always spell wrong no matter how hard you try?
The word I have spelled it right once, I think, by happenstance. But the word is connoisseur because I'm a connoisseur of many things. And every time I go to – and it's French. And I took French. And yet still connoisseur will trip me up.
Spell it.
Because it's so many consonants. Like, why? Why French? Why?
Let me try. It starts C-O-N-N.
Con-S-E-O.
No. Where's the S coming from? Connoisseur.
Yeah, there's an S.
Go ahead.
Oh, C-O-N-E.
No, you already messed up. You already messed up.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know. Layla, would you like to take a crack at it?
C-O-N-N-A-I-S-S-E-U-R.
Okay, now somebody's trying to show off.
Oh, not two N's,
one? It's O-I-S-S-E-U-R, I think.
You were wrong, Layla. Hot shot.
There's no
A. Trying to do it real fast, act like she knew. Like, I don't think so.
C-O-N-N-A-I-S-S-E-U-R.
There you go. Wait, did you actually get it wrong again?
Or no, it is an O.
Yeah, it's like there's no A in the word. There's no A in the word. What about you, Layla?
I wonder what that is. I lost a spelling bee on tariff, but I was in sixth grade, and it wasn't as top of mind as it is right now.
Uh-huh. My old one used to be Cincinnati before I lived there because I thought it was two T's. It's only one T in Cincinnati.
The natty.
I had never even heard that word when I was in sixth grade.
Tariff?
I was like,
you've heard it. You've heard it now, though, haven't you?
Jeez, man.
So is that do you still have trouble with that? Like when you see that, think
no.
about
no,
tariff.
No, she's got tariff.
Absolutely
now.
Not.
Is there anything now that
also,
you have trouble?
Also, the Texas accent mixes it up because they were like tariff, and I'm like pretty sure it's an A tariff, whatever. Now,
yeah,
I don't know. Convenient got me for a while, but then I got out of it. I go through spelling phases.
You know what? Where this is a really simple word that for some reason I always like. It always stops me in my tracks.
Give it to me.
Concern.
Concern?
I always want to put a C. It's at C O N S E R N. For some reason, my brain.
No, it's actually. There's no S there. There's two C's. There's two C's.
C. I just did it. There's an. There is an S there.
No, there's no S.
No. Concern is C-O-N-C-E-R-N.
That word. See, that word is a.
I think you're playing with us right now.
No, I'm not.
I think you're playing in our faces.
I wish I was.
Also, the connoisseur with the A. That's a brand of like jewelry polish.
Oh, so that's like someone's intentionally giving you the wrong spelling.
Well, that's why like I always have a jewelry polishing cloth that's connoisseur and it's a jewelry polisher.
Speaking of, did you see the sign? I think I read the sign and it had Wrigley'sville on it.
Wrigley'sville's?
Dogs.
Wrigley'sville's.
So have we been saying it wrong?
Is it Wrigley? It says Wrigley'sville in all of
our we go to break. I'm gonna go to the sea. Actually, go ahead.
Get down to the bottom of this. Okay. What else we got?
If you mess up, you're gonna have to show baby bear pics to the people.
Oh, wait a minute. The baby?
It was such a cute baby.
Aw.
Is it teeny baby?
What happened to Marshall? Marshall just hold on. A little play-by-play from Marshall.
Does it say Wrigley'sville?
Marshall
dogs?
Thinks. Look, he's got a look in his face. He's got a bleep-eating grin right now. He's got the on right look about him at this moment.
So it says Wrigley'sville on all the things. It when I googled it, it was Wrigley'sville dogs on the actual sign, the marquee. Wrigley'sville,
which is perfect. That is on brand.
What's
that,
sir? What in the name of Trubinsky's going on here?
Whoever made that sign shops at the Jules.
Yeah,
that's
shout
what,
out to
that's
the
what
Jules.
It is.
The Jules's.
That is correct. Jules, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Five
on it. Number five.
As you just heard Marshall describe, we are currently broadcasting live from the parking lot of Wrigley'sville Dogs.
Wrigley'sville.
Wrigley'sville Dogs.
Yeah, get it right. Keep up.
Who among you is the best driver? Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody.
Who's the best driver?
All right, I will say that based on my resume, I can't be bad because I know how to drive in New York and Los Angeles and Dallas, Houston, Philadelphia, and here. And nothing on God's green earth is like driving in New York. Like, I thought I was cool and I knew how to navigate all the 8-lane freeways in LA and all that. No, you know why? The 8-lane freeways are consistent. They stay wide. They're just clogged. No. Driving the Gothels Bridge in New York before it got widened was the most horrifying experience of my life.
Done that.
I know how to do it, but I panicked the whole time. Like, driving in New York, you've got to commit to the upper lower deck of a bridge. Like, lower whacker is nothing compared to, like, the Verrazano Narrows, and you don't know where you're going, and it's $28 when you cross the bridge, and if you make a mistake, it's another $28. So since I drive with the fear, I will say that I'm at least in the conversation.
Well, I don't think you're in the conversation. Here's why. Here's why you're not in the conversation.
I'm a woman. No. I'm a woman driver. What do I do on the radio?
Whoa. No. Hey. Here's why.
No, I'm just
you don't drive anymore.
You don't have a car.
Oh, yeah. You're out of practice.
I'm with Marshall.
You're out of practice.
I just drive in LA.
You don't drive nearly as much.
When was the last time you drove in Chicago?
In Chicago?
Yeah. Come on, hotshot.
It's whenever I use a station vehicle, so I don't know.
Not very often.
So it's been months.
Yeah. You're eliminated, Layla.
Yeah, you're eliminated.
But also, I don't drive in snow, so I'm probably not.
Oh, my God. Okay. You buried the lead. Okay.
All right.
I'm like, snow?
You just missed. Go get yourself
a hot
pocket.
The way she pulled out the woman card on us.
I know, man.
That has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with that.
Where she doesn't drive.
Look.
She's all shout out to the red line. No, I don't think so, Layla.
No, it's so true. I use CTA for everything.
You love UCTA.
I do.
Don't cramp us. No.
I'm not saying that because I've done commercials. I actually love CTA that much. Ray and I talk about it a lot.
Why?
And if you guys remember the high school state championships for basketball, Champaign.
You drove.
I've driven one time since then. I'm giving it to Grody because he actually drives places. Yeah. I don't drive anywhere either.
Right. Honestly, within the city, I drive very little, but I probably do drive the most of anybody here. And I have come to grips with something. I am just... And this is hard for any man to say. I am just an average driver.
Oh, so like, maybe I am the winner because I drive in the snow too.
I realize that about myself.
I don't F with the snow.
Yeah, well, sometimes you get to
do what you
gotta do. I live
here and I like living here, but I'm like, oh, other things can take me places in snow?
Having lived in Philadelphia for over a decade, having lived in Cincinnati, which was way worse when it comes to snow, and then Pittsburgh was the worst. When they're like, we don't have any sand or salt.
No
or
sand even?
They would have it, but then they'd conveniently be out of it, and you'd be like, it's going to be a couple of days, huh?
What?
It was, when I lived in Pittsburgh, it was wild.
In Pittsburgh.
But you'd have to figure it out. So I figured it out. Yeah, I think it's, I might have you, Grody.
There were times when I was like driving a TV station vehicle in Oklahoma, and like there were like sheets of ice on the road.
Can everyone here drive a stick?
Just screaming.
I can drive a stick. I learned
I can drive
well,
a stick.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take it.
I think you would.
I don't know, man. I can drive stick shift. I can believe it
my
or not.
My first station car in Columbus, Mississippi was a stick.
Yeah.
So I had to drive it everywhere.
Yeah, no choice in the matter.
No choice.
Yeah. I owned a stick shift for a couple of years. Once you've done it for any period of time, you never forget it.
Asante on Twitch says you're not a professional Chicago driver until you've navigated the Dan Ryan during the afternoon rush.
I've done that.
I hate to tell you, it's annoying.
But it's not as hard as other places.
Right. They're like New York?
Right.
Nothing on earth.
Or if you can navigate lower whacker, like once you learn that, you're in really good shape getting around the city. That's a really good thing.
It's so true. But yeah, I guess because I don't drive in the snow at all and I don't have a car here anymore.
We're going to give Marshall the win. Marshall, you get the win. I admitted that I'm an average driver, although maybe I drive the most out of the three of us, but congratulations.
I just don't like driving. Also, the moral of this entire segment is we are live at Wrigley'sville Dogs.
That's right. And what a party it is.
Wrigley'sville.
You got a lot of people drinking beers here. We got food, hot dogs, pizza pockets.
A dog showed
up.
A really cute dog was here earlier.
Oh, I didn't see the pup.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Not as cute as the baby bear.
Not as cute as the baby bear.
Yeah, pretty good.
I ate some dogs. They were hot.
You're eating a lot today, man.
That's not the type of dog I was talking about.
Oh, my bad.
I had a pizza puff. It was glorious. Yeah, there's food, too, as we get you ready for pregame.
I'm going to get it to go.
Good idea.
Come on, let's get that coffee to go.
Speaking of all of that, let's do a little Cubs pregame next on The Score.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.